The 21st of December, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to you, O Israel. O come now, wisdom from on high, who orders all things mightily, to us the path of knowledge show, and teach us in her ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to you, O Israel. O come, now Lord of might, who to your tribes on Sinai's height, in ancient times you gave the law, in cloud and mystery and awe. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to you, O Israel. I look to you, Lord, for help. Come and save me, Lord, for I seek refuge in you. Psalm 143. Blessed be the Lord my rock, who trains my arms for battle, who prepares my hands for war. He is my love, my fortress. He is my stronghold, my saviour, my shield, my place of refuge. He brings peoples under my rule. Lord, what is man that you care for him, mortal man that you keep him in mind, man who is merely a breath, whose life fades like a shadow? Lower your heavens and come down. Touch the mountains, wreathe them in smoke. Flash your lightnings, rout the foe. Shoot your arrows and put them to flight. Reach down from heaven and save me. Draw me out from the mighty waters, from the hands of alien foes whose mouths are filled with lies, whose hands are raised in perjury. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I look to you, Lord, for help. Come and save me, Lord, for I seek refuge in you. Lord, give those who wait for you their reward, and let your prophets be found worthy of belief. Psalm 143 continued. To you, O God, I will sing a new song. I will play on the ten-stringed harp. To you, who give kings their victory, who set David your servant free. You set him free from the evil sword. You rescued him from alien foes, whose mouths were filled with lies, whose hands were raised in perjury. Let our sons then flourish like saplings, grown tall and strong from their youth, our daughters graceful as columns, adorned as though for a palace. Let our barns be filled to overflowing with crops of every kind, our sheep increasing by thousands, myriads of sheep in our fields, our cattle heavy with young. No ruined wall, no exile, no sound of weeping in our streets. Happy the people with such blessings, happy the people whose God is the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, give those who wait for you their reward, and let your prophets be found worthy of belief. Turn to us, Lord, and make no delay in coming to your servants. A Canticle from Revelations 11. We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who are and who were, that you have taken your great power and begun to reign. The nations raged, but your wrath came, and the time for the dead to be judged, for rewarding your servants, the prophets and saints, and those who fear your name, both small and great. Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they loved not their lives even unto death. Rejoice then, O heaven, and you that dwell therein. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Turn to us, Lord, and make no delay in coming to your servants. A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 4. There must be no passing of premature judgment. Leave that until the Lord comes. He will light up all that is hidden in the dark and reveal the secret intentions of men's hearts. Then will be the time for each one to have whatever praise he deserves from God. Responsory: Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. Let your face smile on us, and we shall be safe. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. O rising sun, you are the splendour of eternal light and the sum of justice. O come and enlighten those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O rising sun, you are the splendour of eternal light and the sum of justice. O come and enlighten those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. Intercessions. Christ is coming to free us from the dark night of sin. Come, Lord Jesus. Gather the nations together. Lord, give them the peace which the world cannot give. Come, Lord Jesus. Strengthen our faith in the midst of uncertainty and doubt. Vindicate the hope which we place in you. Come, Lord Jesus. Teach us to use our gifts for others and to fulfill the purpose the Father has for each of his children. Come, Lord Jesus. Bring all the dead into the light that no darkness can quench. May we all meet in joy with you. Come, Lord Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. In your goodness, Lord, listen to your people's prayer as we rejoice at the coming of your Son, in flesh and blood like ours. Grant that when he comes again in glory, we may receive the gift of eternal life. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.